We come now to our prayers for the world and for those who we know and love. God of all grace, we pray for our churches, caught in this strange in-between time, as we reflect on the painful experiences of lockdown and how we can best serve our communities and our world, both over this summer and into the year ahead. Show us how to create spaces where people can come and reflect, can come and grieve, can find healing, can meet with you and be transformed by your grace. God of all grace, we pray for our nation. We bring to you all those who are fearful as to the future, those who fear unemployment and uncertainty, those who struggle because of bereavement or ill health. We think of those who rely on food banks in our society. We bring you our leaders and all who must face difficult decisions or face up to inadequacies in our systems which have been exposed by the process of lockdown and pandemic. Show us how to be a people who can care and share and feed others in need. God of all grace, we pray for our world. We pray for those who do not have enough to eat. As we look out on a global pandemic, we pray for all those who are especially vulnerable. As we rebuild, show us how to build a world in which every person's needs are provided for, a world where every person's potential is fulfilled. God of all grace, we pray for those we know and love who are in need of our prayers at this time. Those who are unwell in body, mind or spirit. In the quiet we bring to mind their names and their faces and place them into your loving, caring embrace. May they be especially aware of your loving, healing hands, holding them tightly and restoring them to wholeness. God of all grace, we offer you these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. God of all grace, as we pray, we draw together our thoughts. As we pray together, the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples and teaches to us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We join our voices together again as we sing from Singing the Faith, number 465, Guide me, O thou great Jehovah.